Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Moreton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
You think that the corn market will be dynamic today?
I think so. We really have had some back-and-forth trade, and Monday through Wednesday we had basically the same trading ranges with a high range close yesterday. My expectations is we'll be one, maybe as much as three higher this morning based on USDA numbers that came out really an awful lot of talk yesterday about a 2 billion bushel carryout and came in at 1.6 billion bushel. Still showing good use there. But I think the corn market will be up. The export bookings at 40.1 will certainly support that.
Of course, the wet towel in all of this is that USDA, because of where we are in the growing season, didn't do anything with corn yield, and I don't know that anybody believes 163.5.
I think right now the number's up close to 170 with much of the trade, so, just looking at this 2009 crop, the beginning stocks for 2010 then won't be as large as what expectations were earlier.
And export sales in corn were not too bad either.
Yeah, they were pretty decent. Trade expectations on the high side were only about 32 million bushel.
What about soybeans today?
Soybeans, I will be 4 or 5 better there. Carryout certainly came in line with trade estimates, but export bookings continue to show some real resolve there at about 15.5 million bushel old crop and about 5 million on the new. Supporting this market, however, is going to be a higher crude market in some of these outside markets. We'll be 4 to 5 better in the beans.
Didn't do a lot in the WASDs there, messed with the crush a bit.
Yeah, they did, and it seems to me that there's not a whole lot we can say on changes on this bean demand at this stage of the game, however.
What about wheat?
We'd be steady, maybe a penny or two better. Export bookings were on the light side. The production numbers in the U.S. that we thought were going to be big were definitely big. All wheat came in just over 2 billion bushel, all winter wheat at 1.5 million. The number that I think I'm looking at for support here today is that world stocks of wheat were down about 5 million metric tons from a month ago.
Let's go ahead and turn our attention to the livestock.
On the livestock market, I think we're going to struggle today. Certainly the cash market's under pressure. I think futures will be down a dime, maybe as much as 40 cents in the live cattle. We did see feedlots cave in yesterday for some lower prices. On the hog side, I think we'll be down a dime, maybe 30 cents, something along that line. Expansion in this poultry sector's going to keep the hog market, at least on the summer hogs, probably on the defensive.
Before we let you go back to corn, is there a chance that based on technicals and excited traders, there might be a selling opportunity today that we need to watch for?
I am really not looking at this as a selling opportunity with a 20-week and a 45-week low due right here. I think expectations are for 3 or 4 weeks worth of upside action. I don't know how far this December can go off the low that really matches that September 2009 low around 352.
Thank you, Ellen.